Welcome back to the Help Me Rhonda Show. Well, guys, this week you are going to be bombarded with amazing feminine energy. I have a portion of a cast called The Witches of Wall Street with me today. This is a women's movement of amazing women that have come together to not only collaborate, but to create and help change the platform of how women work together, to showcase who they are, what they do, and how they can help leave a bigger impact on the world. So, Witches of Wall Street, welcome to the show. Okay. Hi, girls.
Hey.
Hi.
Or hi, witches, I should say. Super excited to have you all here because I'm also part of the Witches of Wall Street, so it's so nice for us all be together. I'm just so happy to be hosting the show today. But first of all, I love this concept because I'll be completely honest, this is like one of the first times that I've seen true women power, like true women power coming together to create a greater good. Now, certainly there's women groups and there's amazing things that happen around the world. However, we're a bit unique in our space. We're all very powerful. We're all running high-level businesses of our own. We have families, and we're already leaving a major impact, but we're taking some time to come together for the greater good. And that is not always seen, and the way that we navigate is a bit different. So thank you for being here, certainly. But we just did a really cool thing, and Sarah, at the end over here, Sarah, why don't you introduce yourself a little bit so that I don't, you know, mess it up? Because it's really cool. We came up with you as the guidess. And let's talk about these archetypes because we are looking to – there's only five of us here today, but there's seven of us in total that are part of this unit. And we're really starting to match up and align the archetypes. And something you did just recently was really beautiful for all of us, and we're going to talk about that.
Yeah.
I love it. So – yeah, I guess I'm a feminine leadership expert, but I really work with intuition in business to, especially when we're doing something like this, where there's a common vision, so we all are connected to that vision and then our individual part of that vision. And so we just did this really beautiful intuitive process where we get out of our heads, we get into the heart, and we choose to be of service to each other, and we stepped in to each other's archetypes. Yeah. And how cool was it? We really got to see people at like an essence level, not based on our perceptions of them, but like really who they are and what they're going to bring to this show. And it was really cool.
It was cool. So share with everyone how you did the process of love. We created this golden. We really, you know, we sat in our space. We really got grounded in, and then share what you did.
We did something.
Yeah, we did something.
And then something happened. Yeah. So when we're... intuition is like our superpower, especially as women, it's our superpower, but it can be a bit airy-fairy, like how do we tangibly access our intuition? And so there's three steps to do it. The first is to get into innocence, which is where we just, it's that like childlike, you know how kids are so intuitive? So we get into that childlike curiosity and wonder or like life. Then step two is we observe what's obvious. Oh, no, first we choose to serve the highest good, so it's not about us, our egoic agendas, our personal ideas about how we think things should be. It's like really coming from that pure space. So the serve the highest good. Then we define the space that we wanted to get the truth of something. So we can define whatever we define a space is what we have an experience of. So we wanted to define a space of, say, for example, what's Michelle's essence? What's her archetype in this brand? And so then we stepped into that, and what was obvious, we all got really cool stuff. And what we noticed was it was really similar. Like we got symbols or colors or visions or feelings that gave us insight into Michelle's like core of who she is. And then the third step is you kind of just make it up. You allow your imagination to run wild. And that is how our soul speaks to us through our imagination. But so often we push that aside, we get really logical and practical. Yeah. And so it's a way to like, yeah, really get the truth and the essence of like a brand or an individual. And yeah, it's just crazy some of the stuff that we got to. We're like, yeah, I got that too and I saw that. And, you know, and when we share, it really gets
it was
juicy.
Really, it was really fun, but it's also, you know, I'm a pretty logical thinker, right? I'm very spiritual, but I keep that on the inside.
Yeah.
And so instead of using your logical brain, right, or trying to think through it, it was like, no, tapping in to your spiritual side and reconnecting. I think it's really beautiful because, you know, many times powerful women you know, we tend to step into our more logical side, right? Our masculine steps up. Instead, you gave us permission to really lean into our femininity and guide through that. And speaking of the word guide, we came up with the guidess for you, which is pretty amazing because I really just recently met you. However, I'm seeing how you're guiding all these processes and you really guide through, you know, women to help step into their higher self.
Yeah. And my other name that comes up is like Sirens of Joy, because what I love doing is creating a space for women to like be all of themselves. Mm. And so we even saw when we did this process, there was the part that the world see, and then there was this other part that we're getting to bring forward in this show and this brand. So it's a real space of permission for women to like be all of who they are. Yeah. And I love creating the space for that to like fully, you know, be seen and then powerfully brought out into the world.
Yeah, I love it. Okay, so this is pretty awesome. Thank you for that, Sarah. Now, Leah, you have a completely different archetype. In fact, you bring so much power, whereas Sarah has so much softness into this unit. And you are called the Oracle, or the Wealth Witch. However, we came up with the Oracle for you, which I thought was pretty cool because, you know, you being the Wealth Witch in what you do, but the Oracle is like who you kind of are. Does that make sense? So share with us about like what it is that you do and why you consider yourself the Wealth Witch and how you see that like kind of combining and how it can be powerful for the women that are watching.
Yeah, absolutely. So the Wealth Witch is definitely the primary brand for me in my business. And it is a name that was actually given to me by my clients because people, when they come into my transmission, tend to start making a lot of money. And I really have the ability to help people transmute their money stories and deconstruct their programming and conditioning around money, wealth, and currency. Mm-hmm. So that's sort of where the Wealth Witch comes from. But yeah, absolutely. You know, I think that from the time I was a little girl, I'm a seer. I've always been a seer. You know, at certain times in my life have shut those gifts down more than others. Mm-hmm. But I'm certainly at a place in my life right now where I'm ready to embrace that more and embrace that more publicly. I think that my private clients and people that work with me sort of at the highest levels get to see a lot of that. Mm-hmm. Because that really is me just enabling myself to tap into that highest level version of myself and prophesize things that I see for others around me. So I'm excited to sort of bring this part of me more into the public eye and share a little bit more of that side of me.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, because I'll be the first to say too, I always, it was either business or spirituality. They didn't really blend, right? But the spirituality is always there. American Indian, you're also American Indian. So like, how do you now foresee that message coming out for women? Like, do you see this as being like the new normal, or how do you think women are going to perceive it?
Well, I think absolutely. I feel like something has to change, right? We can't continue to do humanity the way that we're doing humanity. And I really believe that how we shift what's happening in the collective right now is by bringing together business and spirituality, materialism and spirituality, and realize that we don't have to just be one thing or the other. We get to have it all. And so I think that this is going to be really well received. I think this show is going to be really well received. And I think the marrying of these concepts is really, you know, what's going to take us to that next level of ascension as humanity, as we really start to embrace that we get to operate from a really holistic perspective. We don't have to only show one side of us or the other to be credible.
Yeah. I love it. And you're one of the visionaries of the Witches of Wall Street, like mission or movement, if you will. So why don't you share about how that came about? Because there's so much more to it. Like you keep saying show, and then I said movement, and then we say brand. So it's like, what is it? Because this is really, I'm so honored to be able to be part of something like this, because I feel like it's so needed, like you mentioned now.
Yeah. Well, I'm super honored that all of you are part of this. I think that this is definitely going to be a radically transformative brand, movement, book, show, business. Yeah. So the Witches of Wall Street came about because Taryn, who's not here with us today, Taryn Lee, and I had started working together and doing business together and really realized that when we brought our collective energies together, we were moving mountains. Yeah, right. And we were doing that by embracing our spirituality, embracing our intuition, and doing what she and I do really well, which is work really hard. Mm-hmm. And we started talking about this concept of the spiritual and the material. And it's something that I've been talking about for years, that it's a, you don't have to be one or the other. They're not mutually exclusive. They're not even on the same pole. So I don't know why we try to associate those two things with each other as not going together. And, you know, and so we were, and Sarah with us, we were spending all of this time, like, having these incredible adventures in Bali and, like, tapping into the very, very spiritual nature of this land and working and making money. And so we just started playing around with the idea of what would it be like to show other women that this is possible?
Yeah.
And so, you know, I think like over a couple glasses of wine, probably we started joking around about like the witches of Wall Street, like, and what would that look like? And when it landed for us, it was like a full yes.
Yeah.
Right. It was like,
or an F yes. Yes.
Yes.
Like full yes. F yes.
But yes.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, or yes. The ducking yes.
Yes.
A ducking yes. Not really ducking ever. Autocorrect.
But yeah, so we just, you know, we really, it landed. And when we started sharing it with the other ladies, everyone was like, yes. Yeah. And we've had two responses, right? People are either like, that's amazing, or they're polarized by
right.
it. And they're like, oh.
Yeah.
So we knew we had something there. And then we came and shared it with you.
Yeah. And I'm like, oh my gosh, this is like a PR's dream. This is like the greatest brand ever. Because if you think about it, like Wall Street has already a negative connotation. Witches already has a negative connotation. However, we're completely bringing it and flipping it on its back. And we are supporting and leaning into the energy shift that's happening in the world. Right? So how cool is it to bring a polarizing concept into now more of an impact concept and utilizing all of our gifts? I mean, it's really, really strong. We just, all of us were interviewed with a woman that runs a, you know, it's 5.5 million views on her show, Simon Ataline. And she was like, oh my gosh, I can't even believe this. This is so brilliant, beautiful. It's like, we keep getting these tests. And I think that's when you know you've got a really big, beautiful winner. And so the idea of having a reality show and then bring it together with a few other ideas, it's like, this is going to help. I really believe it's going to help change the way women see themselves, the way they navigate, you know, which really brings me to you, Soraya, because I loved our conversation that we just recently had. And like, you are a super powerhouse. You ran a big company back in the United States, and you've got your son at home, and you decided to make a massive transition in your life. And you were uncertain about actually joining the Witches of Wall Street group, and you were like, I'm not really quite sure. Will you talk into that? Because there's such a big reason why you absolutely had to be here.
Yes.
Which I think is so amazing.
You know, and it's funny that you ask that, because when I was moving to Bali, even though I had so many pressures, like, you're going to leave your son, you're going to leave your business, your husband, you know, yada, yada, how and why? And I never had a negative feeling. It was like, something is there for me.
Yeah.
Something is there for me. And when I got here and I heard them speaking about Witches of Wall Street, here it's like, I'm surrounded by these powerhouses. Like, okay, what do I have to offer for these women? You know, which is very intimidating. But you all embraced me and let me know, you know, lots of women are going to go through transitions. Lots of people, not just women.
Right.
I mean, the world right now is going through transition after transition, change after change. You know, so it was an honor to be asked to be a part of the group and lead through empowering of showing women it's okay to not be okay. It's okay to not have a path always. It's okay to be searching for answers. It's okay to not know who you are. I mean, I left a full identity of I'm not Xander's mom, you know, I'm not Bra Bar Boutique anymore. I'm not Rena's daughter, whoever it is that I was. Mm-hmm. I'm not that person anymore. So here I am, like, okay. Well, I guess I'm just going to have to ease into being a witch of Wall Street. A phoenix.
Yeah, but that's what I love the most is that we came up with, when we did this process with Sarah, is you became the phoenix. And that's how everyone saw you. And it was like, look, it just gave me goosebumps. You know, like, wow, like how many women, I mean, I have a phoenix as a tattoo, because I was also in that same process even just 6 months ago. And it was like my business colliding into my spirituality and realizing the rise had to come and fly together. But I think it's brilliant because women all, women are going to go through this, men, women alike.
Absolutely.
Transition is going to consistently happen to us. It's like, you know, we're constantly shedding our skin. So how do you, like, what do you feel that, especially being part of the show, because it's going to, initially we're starting off at the reality show, and then you're going to start learning about our archetypes, and we're going to really start bringing that forward so that we can start to get some relationship with the audience and what we need to do better. How do you feel that your character, if you will, or who you are, your space, is going to, like, affect women?
I think they're going to see, you know, like I was saying, it's okay to not be okay. Yeah. You know, I've had struggles since I've been here, and I have to sit in that. Uh-huh. You know, and you have to truly sit in that and feel that to really make up your mind of, is this good for me or is this good for me? You know, I don't like the way this feels here. I love the way this feels here. And really, you know, as these women have taught me, do self-mastery. Mm-hmm. And women especially really need this, you know, because we are so intuitive and we are so emotional. Mm-hmm. And we really want to, you know, we work better together, yeah, you know. Cool. So when women can see, like, mm-hmm, you know, I'm not ashamed of that now. I'm not ashamed of that now. Thank you. You know, I'm not ashamed of that now.
So, I mean, it's so amazing because what I just heard is that you're leaning on these other women, like self-mastery. Michelle, you talk so deeply about self-mastery and right, and all these tools. You just gave so many wisdom bombs, like, you know, your journal and your tapping, you're looking at this and processing it. Am I good with that? Like, these are major tools that I've also observed all of you and all of the women that we've been together with so much using our own growth at any given time. And it's just a really beautiful process. So I'm really super excited for that you're here, certainly, that
we're all doing
this together, because I think you represent, you know, the grander scale.
The grander scale
of women that are going to be watching the show. Because, you know, and some are like, oh, I'm powerful, but then I'm a powerful business owner, but I am in complete transition. I don't want to do this.
Yes, exactly.
Like, it's going to constantly happen. Right? And
so, why am I unhappy? And, you know, it's okay to be unhappy. You know, it's okay to change. Yeah. It's okay to evolve, you know.
Lean into those emotions.
Exactly.
Which leads me really to you, Michelle, because, you know, you, when I first met you, you're so grounded and very present. And you talk so much about self-mastery. And the archetype that came up for you among all of us, including Taryn and Tracy, was medicine woman.
Yes, indeed.
Which reflects your background quite well. However, share what that means and why do you think that that actually came up and what do you care about? Why do you care about it so much, really?
It's everything I care about.
Yeah.
I mean, academically, business-wise, I'm a doctor of Chinese medicine and naturopathic nutrition and medicine. But I've really just had a deep connection to nature and the human body since I was a child, since I was super young. I don't remember ever being any different, and just being amazed by the human form and anatomy and the way our joints have sebaceous fluid and just all of the things. And I was also obsessed with food. I was obsessed with food. I went to American school. My mom used to give me these huge American lunches with Capri Suns and Fruit Loops with 1.2% fruit in it.
I did that.
Exactly.
It's ridiculous.
Exactly.
For a young person to actually recognize it, it's not good.
Yeah, I remember being like 10 and being like, oh, okay, mom's giving me Fruit Loops, and then being like, I'm just going to read these ingredients, and turning it over and being like, she's trying to kill me.
Already.
So I just, you know.
So aware.
Yeah, just from super young, and then it just became an obsession. Mm-hmm. So it was all I ever wanted to study, basically. But I'm just, self-mastery is really important. I think it's important for the world, especially in the way that we can be so easily pulled out of our uniqueness and out of body and out of our, what I would call, our unique thread of consciousness. Because I just see consciousness as little fractals of itself expressing itself through humanity. And often we block that down. We stop it for the sake of herd mentality or playing small, especially as women. When, you know, there's so many expectations of what women's lives should look like, how we should behave, and I'm not buying it. So self-mastery it is for me.
Yeah, I love it. I mean, you obviously come from an ethical background, right? And did you have a family member that was a doctor of medicine or no?
My mother.
Your mother?
Yeah, oncology.
Oncology,
yeah.
Right?
And my brother is a sleep scientist and a respiratory physiologist.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, so it's circulating in your vortex.
Yeah.
However, you now have taken it into this depth of self-mastery. I want to ask you a bit more what you mean by self-mastery, because I think that's an easy term to say, but not so easy to actually implement because of what actually has to take place. What's involved in finding self-mastery?
I mean, it's radical self-responsibility, point number one, and huge amount of self-observation, you know, really getting to learn your internal ecologies in regards to your external ecology. How are things manifesting within you health-wise, mind-wise, body-wise, spirit-wise, and then formulating these realities that we're creating, because we're creators, right? We're master creators of our reality. And it all starts from matter, you know, from how we're living inside of our bodies, what we're doing for inside of our bodies, and not from the perspective of what the new wellness magazine says you should do, or what the TV says wellness is, or what the new diet fad is, but what actually works for you, you know, and how can you, from that radical self-responsibility of how your body works, then use that radical self-responsibility to really place yourself in the world in the way that you can.
Well, it's such a profound statement, really, when you think about it. You know, like, how do we see ourselves navigating this world? I mean, the amount of people that are sleepwalking right now that are just completely oblivious to what you just said. I mean, it's all it is responsibility of who I'm being right now, how I'm showing up, the things I'm saying, the things I'm doing, but then even more importantly, reversing it. What am I putting in my body?
Exactly.
What am I putting in my mind?
Exactly.
How am I interacting with the world?
Yeah.
Self-mastery.
Self-mastery. Self-mastery, baby.
Yeah. I mean, and then when I said it's like so harder to implement, it's actually so freaking simple.
It is.
Right? The concept is simple.
Yeah.
But how hard do people really make it? And I think every one of you here, and that's, you know, I believe the mission of the Witches of Wall Street movement is about self-mastery.
Yeah.
Every woman completely leaning into themselves and just like taking radical responsibility. I have a question for all of you, and we can just kind of bounce around because it just popped up for me about feminine and masculine energy. Like, we have a pretty interesting balance here, and I'm not going to say one or the other where you each feel you are. However, how do you see, with Witches of Wall Street, your character, your archetype? Like, what energy do you feel that you lean on the most? And is that going to be your primary, your dominant energy that you're going to bring into the show? Like, because we're all, like, this is a new, almost, space for us to grow into. Like, I'll just use myself as an example. Like, here I'm in my business side. I came up as the spirit warrior. And at first I was like, spirit, like, that's always under here. I don't talk about that. That's what I do. I pray every day. I do my things with my fingers. I give love. I do this in my temple. I give to my parents. I give to my family. However, I don't do that in business.
Yeah.
And meeting with you women and seeing how many of you and all of us have been, that's always there. It's either up or it's down. And some it's in between together. And then I came up as the spirit warrior and I'm like, this could be a new entry point for me to actually, like a container, a safe container for me to be able to talk about that. And it was like really exciting. So I'm like, I don't know how to blend this with my current brand. And it just came out. I'm really not joking. Like, it's really total intuitive from all of you. So how do you see, let's go to you, Soraya. How do you see, like, that, where are you at on that scale? Like,
you know, I was just visualizing myself as the bra bar boss, and I brought a lot more masculine energy because, you know, I'm the boss.
Right.
Do this, do that, or, you know, however you feel like you need to bring that. And here, I'm not the boss. I feel like I'm more being loved and nurtured, and I want to embrace that. So I feel my female energy coming out more. And, you know, like you said, when we were doing that little group.
The process,
The process.
Yeah.
You said you felt love right away, you know? And I do have a lot of love to give, and I am very sensitive, more sensitive than I've ever wanted to admit, you know? But here, it's like, I didn't move across the world from my family to still try and be someone that I'm not. You know, I need to embrace that and love that female energy, you know?
Yeah, nice. I see that. Like, it's so cool how we can, it's like, this is our persona, but this is really who we want to be. And it's like, we're creating a container for that. What about you, Sarah?
You probably know where I sit a little bit more. But that's like, it's been a huge part of my journey. Like, I won't go into it now, but I like lost my cycle for 5 years. So my whole journey after going big in business, so my whole journey was how do I reconnect with this feminine part? And then there was a lot of healing in that. And then when I was really accessing that, it was then like, and now how do I bring that into business? Because I still love business. So my whole dance has really been a lot around masculine and feminine integration in business. And then hence why I love the intuitive practices and working with women that are, you know, masculine and feminine. But interestingly, when this show came up, I was like not sure about it. As you know, I was like having this process around it because I'm like, I don't know if I'm like this enough or that enough. Like I had a lot of stuff come up around, do I fit in here? Am I too soft? They're badasses. And, you know, all these stories that we've got around how we should be, what's feminine, what's masculine. And it's like, I feel like, again, collectively, as we've had open conversations around this, I feel like I can now be on the show and just be me. And if I'm softer, that's cool. If I want to be a bit of a badass and lead more, I can do that. But I think it's important that we've got a full range and that I would say all of us have real access to both as well. Yeah.
Well, I think it's a cool representation. I mean, you just mentioned something. It's like you going hard in business can also shut down your nervous system.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And our bodies.
Yep.
Right? And like you've actually taken the steps in the path that many women probably are at or they're leaning into or they're just coming out of.
Yeah.
Right? Like this is why you're the guide.
Yeah.
You guide us.
Yeah.
You're going to help guide women through this.
Mm.
Yeah. I mean, it's really beautiful on how that start has been playing out.
Yeah.
So Michelle, let's now go to you on this conversation, right? Because you're so feminine and very this, and I'm like, bam, here comes Michelle's like, whoa, right? Like power just oozes out of you. And that's really representation for me of self, you know, you're self-actualized as well. Like your feminine, and this is how I'm seeing you. Your feminine, your masculine is like poof, in alignment.
It's funny because when I was thinking about how I was gonna answer that question without you know, because I'm a non-dualist. I see everything non-dualist. It's taken me a long time to get here, but and it irritates a lot of people. But I'm just at that point where I'm trying to live a life through my self-mastery of non-dualism, really, just to be present and just to be really present with the energy of the moment or whatever it is, be that in business or being as a mother or, you know, as a partner or whatever. And I think that just for me personally, in my mastery of self, where I am at on my journey of that right now, just remaining kind of non-dualist just allows the moment to dictate what part of me needs to manifest rather than me be like, I need to be more of this so I can give this to this moment. I'm just like, okay, well, what does this moment require to arise from within me? You know, because we have all of the things. Yeah. We are all of the things. We're the whole damn universe.
Yeah, I love that. I thank you for that because it, what came up for me is a bit, it's like, so living in the moment, I mean, obviously being present, that's where your self-mastery comes from, that identity of self-mastery, and you're a master of the medicine, and that's why you came up as the medicine woman as well. Like, it's all about medicine, right? This is the medicine. Presence is the medicine that heals us from all the chaos out of our mind.
Yeah, it truly is.
It's so beautiful. Like, as we keep talking about this, I'm like, wow, that process was so gorgeous because the way it came out. However, that also could be quite conflicting for other women or men that are like, but how do you run a business then? If you're just like, I'm present in the moment, how do you then organize your clients? How do you make things right structured enough that you're followed and guided or that you're the guide, right? Is there, have you had any of that a bit come in the way? How does that affect?
No, because I do the things.
Yeah.
The things get done. I'm very, very competent at doing the things.
Yeah.
And that just comes from knowing I have to do the things in the moment and getting it done. You know, obviously there's pre-planning to everything. We live in the matrix of our society. But really just remaining present through that kind of planning of what is required of me in those moments to actualize those things.
Yeah. Yeah, because I think too, like what came up for me is like, I see you, and this is like all women, and I forget the book, and you all may know. It was about how the masculine, if the masculine is surrounding and protecting the feminine can create and be magical, right? I used to be my own masculine shield, and I also attempted to lean into the feminine. So I was like fiddling out, phasing out, right? But what I hear for you is that, like, structure around you, like those that can help create your structure, is going to help you create magic. Yeah. And I think that's a cool balance when we talk about business and women being present, is like if you have enough structures around you, others that lean into that and can help support that organization, you can just freaking turn into a whirlwind tornado, which came out today, of ideas and creativity, but pure presence in that moment. Mm-hmm. That's how I see that for you, and I think that could help balance some others out as well, because we all need that.
Yeah, totally.
Okay, Leah. So how is this lean for you? Because I feel like you and I are kind of similar.
Look similar.
Well, my husband thought she was me this morning.
Nearly
for like
morning
a full 5 minutes.
Stop it. He's like,
really?
He's talking, hey, honey. I was listening. I was like,
okay, that's hilarious.
That was funny.
So, yeah.
People keep telling us we look alike. I'm like, if your husband thinks so.
Yeah, so now it's really
apparently
true.
It must be.
I mean, like, we're almost living on feel like parallel lives, if you will.
Yes.
You know? So, how does this sit for you?
So, I'm going to I'm going to bring the raw oracle and blow up the conversation right now. Because I think, like Michelle, I'm Gemini midheaven. So duality and embracing both sides of everything is really in my nature. And so for me, one of the things I'm really excited about with this movement and with this show is to begin to start to question our programming around and our conditioning around what is masculine and what is feminine.
Yeah, exactly. Because
this is a place where I really struggle, quite frankly, because as a woman who is very self-actualized, very determined, a very hard worker, very action-oriented, I have been labeled as too much in my masculine for the majority of my life. And so for a long time, I felt really bad about that. And so women who were really in their feminine would be like, well, you're not feminine enough, and you need to do this, and you need to do that, and you need to do this. Like there was something wrong with me.
Yeah, that's right.
And so for me, what I really want to begin to question is our programming and conditioning around what is masculine and what is feminine, and why is it wrong for some women to exhibit in certain areas of their life more what we perceive to be masculine qualities? And why is that not acceptable? Mm-hmm. And so for me, we have a lot of shadow around our perceptions of what masculine and feminine energy is. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, we have a lot of really unrealistic expectations of the masculine to perform and act in a certain way, the masculine in men and the feminine in women, and vice versa, the feminine in women, or the feminine in men and the masculine in women. And so I really want to just begin to question, why do we do that? And why do we feel like we have to have an attachment to those terms and our beliefs around that type of energy? It really goes back to what Michelle was saying, which is, in this moment, what serves me as a being most? And is that masculine or is that feminine or is that just who I am in this moment?
That's a really big conversation. This is like a whole show of itself.
We just got some gospel music playing in the background.
Exactly. Because it's, right? That's exactly what it is. And I think that's the real conversation. Is like we're bringing together ideas and topics and things and situations that are going on in society, in our life, in our relationships, in our transitions, in who we're being, and we're going to start cracking that open and showing where we all are. But that's a really big one because I also, you know, resonate with that as well. I'm like, what's wrong with me being masculine? Like, I'm just as feminine as you are.
Or maybe you're just being Rhonda.
Or maybe I'm just being me. Yeah. Right? Mm-hmm. That's the power. Ladies, thank you so much for this. I am so over elated for the vision that has come from this and where we're taking it in this you know, movement that we are bringing together to the world. I'm so grateful for you. Thank you for being here. All right, so think about that one, right? Imagine coming together with a group of like-minded women or men, and all of a sudden, explosion of ideas come together, not because it's serving you, but because it's going to serve the greater good. This is the brilliance of what Napoleon Hill said. When it comes together, the mastermind comes together. When you bring one battery, it only gives up so much energy. When you bring more together, an explosion, a 10x of energy happens for the exact same effort. this is what we're looking to create from Witches of Wall Street. I want you to help imagine yourself creating a new idea so that we can create a bigger impact on the world. All right, I hope you enjoyed today's show. Please make sure you follow all of these witches. All the information is down below. And make some comments down if you're watching or you're listening to the podcast. But I'm always going to leave you with this. If you're going to create a brand, create a sexy brand. If you're going to be anything, be unstoppable. We'll see you on the next show. Woo!